It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nathan. Jim, we are celebrating the people of Hobart with our very own awards. They are called the Hobies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A celebration of those people that truly make our city great.
It's the Hobies.
The Hobies from Hobart's Hit 100.9. Supported by Crotty Dental. Modern dentistry from a kind and friendly team.
Yes, voting is still open. Hit.com.au. All our categories are up there, including those for Teacher of the Year. And please welcome finalist for Teacher of the Year. Her name, Sally Dogger. G'day, Sally.
Hello. How are you?
We are good. Sally, congratulations. How do you feel for being a finalist? Not just nominated, but for being a finalist for Teacher of the Year.
Very good. I told the children about it in the classroom, and they thought that was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh. How old are the kids you're teaching at the moment, Sal?
Well, it's their first year of formal schooling here in Tasmania. It's called PrEP.
Right.
And they're five turning six, most of them.
Have they all got access to computers that they can get
can
voting?
They vote?
Yes, they definitely have. They've got iPads and we've got other computers. Yes.
You know, Sally, it's almost like you're cheating. You've got an army behind you.
What's that?
You've got an army of people who can vote for you behind you, Sal.
Oh, well, that's right. I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. So you vote online then?
Yes, you absolutely do. Hit.com.au. You tell those students.
You could message all your students, your previous students, Sally. Just get everyone voting.
Now, Sally, you were nominated by one of your students' parents, her name Jade Farrow, and she said after COVID struck, you took it upon yourself to keep in constant contact with all your students and their parents to ease the homeschooling period. Now, we know a lot of these kids had to be taught at home, staying at home when schools and institutions shut. How did you go managing that?
Well, I had to learn some. I'm sort of an older teacher, for want of a better word. I'm sort of retired and come back to it. So I had to learn some of the new technology myself, which was a good learning lesson. Mm-hmm. So it used to take me quite a long time by the time I got onto the app for the parents, and then I'd post photographs and I'd post worksheets and those sorts of things. And I used a lot of what the children had already learnt at school and some of the experiences we'd already had. So it was familiar to them.
Can I ask Sal, I mean, you said that you retired and you come back, and I know you probably couldn't, but I mean, how challenging is it with coronavirus? You retired and come back in a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, you picked a year.
Did you wish you stayed retired? Like,
no. Well, I, you know, like most of us retirees, we don't get a lot of money necessarily when we retire if we're not self-funded. So it's we go back into the education system and then we find we really enjoy it. So it's not just about the money, it's about the job.
Sally, as someone who's been in the industry for a long time, what, in your opinion, makes a good teacher?
Well, I think life experiences have a little bit to do with it. I think we're entertainers, like you guys on the radio. Sometimes it's a fine line between telling stories and jokes and the learning, but I think if you really immerse children in literature and you make it not necessarily fun, but you sort of get them in the palm of your hand, so to speak, so they don't see the difference then between learning experiences and maybe, you know, some of their playing, their choosing time.
Absolutely. Sally, you're not far off there. It's Jimmy here, and the first thing I studied at university was teaching. But I wasn't very good at it.
So he wasn't funny enough, so he decided to do radio. Sally, congratulations. Finalist for Teacher of the Year. Voting is still open. You get your students, past and present, to be voting for you, okay? Hit.com.au. We wish you all the best of luck. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, then. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sally. Well done.
Bye. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.